Now a few words from another former president.
I never imagined that I could draw a crowd like this just because my wife is a senator.
Would you pay $350,000 for former President Clinton to give a speech? A group in Milan did. That clip we just heard was from a recent talk at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. No word on how much he made on that one. But according to a financial disclosure form released Friday, President Clinton made $9.2 million in speaking fees last year. On average, he made one speech a week, and the fee ranged from $28,000 to $350,000. His fees averaged out to more than $150,000 per speech. Mark Castell is president of American Entertainment International Speakers Bureau in Boston. He says that's not really a lot for an ex-president.
I think that you have to consider a few things. First off, you have to talk about the one-of-a-kind and the few-of-a-kind factor. There's not a lot of living presidents out there currently that are giving speeches. Obviously, Ronald Reagan is not doing any speeches these days. Gerald Ford is retired in California, doesn't travel very much. Then we have former President George Bush and Barbara Bush, who go out and do speeches actively, and Jimmy Carter, who is a humanitarian and really doesn't have as much of an interest on getting on the circuit to do programs, never did. On the other hand, Bill Clinton is available, and he's free and able to go out there, and people have money they'd be willing to pay to have him speak.
$9.2 million for the year, that's a lot. Was it just because of the number of speeches he made? I mean, 59 in a year.
I would think that's pretty par for the course. We have some professional speakers who aren't as well known as Mr. Clinton, obviously are not paid as high a salary, but are doing upwards of 100 to 125 speeches a year. So I would say that in reality, he probably took it easy.
Are there other reasons why he can command such high figures?
Well, it's sort of like the Elvis factor. You know, not everybody can see Elvis, not everybody can meet with Elvis, and let's face it, President Clinton is a very famous person, a world leader, and a lot of corporate executives would like to have the opportunity not only to hear him speak, but to sit down and have dinner with Bill Clinton, or to have a private conversation with him, or an autograph signing.
Do you expect this to last? Do fees rise and fall with the times?
Well, fees rise and fall according to visibility. The fee for an ex-president will stay pretty solid through the years. If anything, the fee would probably go up, although at the rate that he's getting, he's at the top level. He's up around the level that Jack Welch is getting, who also does the same amount of speeches, perhaps a little bit more.
And Jack is the chairman of General Electric.
The former chair.
Former chair.
He gets $150,000 for a speech. Mr. Clinton, although when we talk about averages, you know, his fee is $125,000.
Now, how would President Clinton's speech fees compare to that of another celebrity, say, the celebrities you handle?
Well, it's tough to say. Obviously, this year, because of everything that happened, even before 9/11, the speakers who are not as well known are actually reducing their fees. The trend for celebrity types is the fee is the fee, because there's always somebody out there who's going to pay for it. And because they only want to do 50 dates or 60 dates a year, there is a very limited supply of those dates. Rudolph Giuliani is a prime example. He's getting $100,000 for a speech, and he now is booked way into 2003 because he got booked up in 2002. Now, whether he is going to be as famous 10 years from now, perhaps. Mr. Clinton will always be the former president of the United States. And there's no question in my mind that he will be able to command the premium that he does until he decides he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Mark Castell, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on the show.
Mark Castell is the president of AEI Speakers Bureau, located in Boston.